Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel. And no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoa Connor, functional wellness guide at Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and retreat leader at Intentional Vitality Retreats. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best that you ever have with no regrets later. Let's go. Wouldn't it be grand if you were born with an instruction book about self-care that was unique to you? Wouldn't it be grand if the lifestyle that nurtured and sustained you in your 20s was the same one that nurtured and sustained you in your 60s? I'm part dreamer and part scientist, so I know that we do not have these gifts from the universe. The universe gives us different gifts. You probably know the saying that the only constant in life is change. This is absolutely true when it comes to what your wellness lifestyle should be. Women in particular know this on an internal level because the female body changes all the damn time. It changes through the month. It changes dramatically with pregnancy and the reduction or loss of fertility. A woman's body can change so often and so much that it feels like you have a brand new body and mind to live with. And you might not like the new one very much. In Ayurveda, we use the concepts of Prakriti and Vikriti. Prakriti is the nature that you were born with. It's innate to you, to your physical body, your emotional state, your mental tendencies, and how you interact with the world around you. Vikriti is your current state of all those same things. It changes all the time. Your Vikriti evolves throughout your life. Your Vikriti changes day to day. Your Vikriti even changes hour to hour. When your Vikriti and Prakriti are vastly different, you tend to feel wrong or unbalanced or like you've lost yourself. Another way to characterize yourself is with your personality type. If you have ever taken a Myers-Briggs assessment of your personality type, you might know your magic four letters. If you've taken the Myers-Briggs test over several decades, you might have noticed that you've had shifts in your magic four letters. Maybe a particular aspect of your personality is less or more intense. Maybe there was a complete flip. The question is, are you happy with the change, or are you seeking to return to where you were before? In the area or the arena of self-care, I help clients navigate both a change-creating phase of life and a maintenance phase of life. I know that you will be frequently moving between these two aspects of self-care. Life shifts something for you, and your self-care practices need to adjust. When you get a nice, steady run for a bit, you can coast in your maintenance mode. And sometimes life throws so many monkey wrenches at you in quick succession that you only catch a few and feel like you're always just picking up the pieces. When this happens, you might need a wellness retreat to help you reset, revamp, and start fresh at this important self-care work. If you need a change to your lifestyle that supports you feeling better, not older, and need the time and space created by your retreat, I'd love to hear about your needs during an intentional vitality retreat chat. You can schedule your own retreat chat with me using the link in the show notes. Until then, remember, your Vikriti changes all the time. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, producing, have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding that any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed for you or any specific results that you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.